chief executive, as he's now known, outlined to the members a very comprehensive capital plan over the next 6 years. And basically what I mean is that he has outlined what the council proposed to spend across the county in terms of what's down. For example, we have a number of fire stations, libraries, and then we've also made a number of very strong applications to the Department of Community and Rural Affairs. Now that money comes in at about 80%. In other words, we have to find 20% to match fund that. And some of them are very ambitious projects. For example, in North Leitrim, there's a major application for Manor Hamilton. Also, we very much hope that we get the opportunity to look at the SNLR cycleway between Sligo and Inniskillen. And there's a large portion of that in Leitrim, which we would hope to, at some stage, to get involved in if our application is successful. So that money that we'd hope to raise is for those particular projects. We want to see huge and major investment in County Leitrim, and unfortunately we have to find money ourselves to match fund that at 20%, and the money that we hope to raise over the next few years from property tax, the excess, will be ring fenced for those projects. I think the members looked at what the CE was prepared to apply for and look for right across County Leitrim, from South Leitrim up to North Leitrim, and that was the incentive for us to ensure that that money is ring fenced for investment in the county up to 280 million over the next 6 years, and that's substantial.
Now, what will it mean for the people of the county when it comes to extra property tax? What type of rises in monetary terms are they going to be looking at?
Well, as you said, it's 15%, and the majority are under the two bands, the band A and band B, and that's something in the region of around less than 30 cents a week. And we're trying to, you know, with that in mind, that's the extra that will be involved. And obviously, you know, we would very much like not to have people paying that bit extra, but otherwise, if we weren't able to gather the various funding, we then would not be able to apply for the type of funding and the ambitious programme we have. So, as I said, the majority of people are under the small two bands, and that's less than 30 cents a week. And we'd hope that people understand that what we're getting back in return in the next number of years is significant investment in their own county.